about 6 p.m. on February 15th, and I'm calling you from a really amazing place. We're about 15,800 feet above the Barafu camp in a really beautiful flat area. The sun is setting. We climbed through the clouds most of the day, but now it's very clear, and I'm looking at an amazing place. Just above us, 1,000 meters or so, a bit over 3,000 feet, I see where a big, huge glacier meets the level rock ridge that is the crater rim of Kilimanjaro. At 19,000 feet, that is Stella Point. And we're going to cross Stella Point tomorrow, and we'll literally be on Kilimanjaro, the very top end, not Uhuru, not Freedom Point, the very, very highest peak, but we'll be on top of the volcano of Kilimanjaro, and we plan to descend down into it and sleep. Crossing Stella Point tomorrow, that's our goal. We have people in both camps. Down at Millennium Camp, I just spoke with them on the radio. Jerry and Sheena are down there with Doc, not feeling the greatest about how the day was going and having some problems with climatization. They went down to play it safe with Doc. They're still part of the team, and I got to tell you that the trip they've made, the effort they put into it, the accomplishment those two have is really, really impressive, and we're very proud of them. Now up here, there's still 41 of us that are planning to attempt to climb higher. We're watching one another. Hudson is about to serve us a dinner, and we're going to go to bed early. And tomorrow in the daylight, we'll be climbing up to the top of the volcano of Kilimanjaro and going down into the crater to get some rest, one more night's sleep before we climb to Uhuru, the very, very top the next day. We'll all see how we do. It's wide open for how high we go and when we get there. But don't worry, we're together and taking care of ourselves. Jerry and Gina are still part of the team, and we're talking to them regularly. We'll keep reporting to you on tomorrow as we move higher.